Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. Now, I feel really bad about this because I'm an innovation professional, and I can say I only just finished reading Competing Against Luck, which is Clayton Christensen's last book. Sadly, he passed away a little while ago, the father of disruptive innovation. And I only just finished his last book. And like I said, it's called Competing Against Luck. And in that book, he pulls out a new theory that he's been working on for 20 years in response to the sad fact that most disruptive innovation projects fail. And I remember reading an article about this a while back where he's talking about how, you know, maybe I made a mistake when I was talking about disruptive innovation. Maybe I did the wrong thing because so many of these projects fail. So many of these projects don't go anywhere. So he spent the last 20 years thinking about this particular problem and why disruptive innovation fails so often. And in so doing, he came up with a brand new theory. And this theory is called the jobs to be done theory. Now, if you don't know what the jobs to be done theory is, I'll explain it real quick. Basically, what it is that it's very similar to what I was talking about before with customer desires, is that the customer wants to do a job. There is a job that the customer wants solved. And we need to figure out what this job is. And once we figure out what this job is, we can come up with a solution for the job. But the job is more than just, hey, customer, do you want a milkshake? The customer is, it's more like the customer is hungry or they want something to keep them going through a meeting and they don't have much time and they're going through a drive-thru and blah, 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 blah. Maybe they want to feel better. Maybe they're harassed or feeling frazzled, whatever. So a job is really complicated. It's kind of like a job description, but it's not just like one thing. It's like job descriptions are not like, I need an IT consultant, right? It's not just, I need an IT consultant. It's like, I need an IT consultant that could do X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3, this much education, blah, blah, blah. So a job has something that he calls a job spec. So this job has tons of parameters on it. And the parameters are not just sort of physical things. They're also mental things, they're emotional things, they're social things. It's like there's so many things around this job that the customer wants to be done that we only get the smallest glimmer of this job when we hear about the job. We need to dig deep into what the customer wants, what the customer's desires are, before we can figure out what the job is. And then once we figure out what the job is that the customer wants to solve, then we can come up with a solution to solve the job. And unlike what we've been doing before is, you know, we kind of have an idea of what the customer wants, but we don't go all the way to providing them with a solution. We have to go all the way to provide them with a solution that solves the job. So there's two pieces here. There's the job that needs to be done, and then we figure out how the job's done. And we provide the how. We provide the product or service, which the customer then hires to complete the job. And if it's something that's repeatable, the customer will hire us over and over and over again to complete this job. If the customer finds a better candidate to do the job, they might switch to that better candidate. So that's jobs theory in a nutshell. So it's kind of similar to the customer desire stuff that I've been talking about. So we need to dig up the customer's desires and then fulfill those desires. Now, that's great and good concept. And I thought that's great. And the reality is, it's kind of, if you ask me, it sounds a little simplistic, but it has sort of like ring of truth to it because there's always been this mismatch between demand and supply, right? There's like, I need this and I can only provide this. And a lot of times these are not the same things, you know, maybe in eBay they are, but a lot of times these are not the same thing. So, you know, it's one of those things that I keep talking about how there's this mismatch between demand and supply. And I wish there was some way to make this happen better. And jobs to be done is one way to make this happen better. But the thing that's interesting about this, when we mash it up with technology, is that right now, if you read the book, he talks about how we have to do a lot of work to suss out the customer's job to be done, right? We need to talk to the customer. We need to dig into the customer's lives. We need to look at all the different social, ethno, demo, emotional aspects of this job. We need to look at all of those things before we can actually get a job spec so we can figure out how to serve the customer better. So that's all well and good. But if you think about it, right now, the customer is releasing all sorts of signals into the world as they traverse through the world. And if we could track these signals and understand their implicit and explicit preferences and requirements, then maybe we would be able to figure out what job they need done without having to do all that much talking to the customer like he talks about in his book. So maybe we can, looking at all these different aspects of what the customer's job is, figure out what the customer's job is, and then by using like AI, machine learning, personalization, big data, gathering all this data about the customer and how they track through life and track through the internet, and use all that to figure out the job to be done. And then once we figured out the job to be done, then why not use more technology to figure out how we can solve the job to be done? And if you ask me, that is where the seamless world comes from, which is a concept that I've talked about for a really long time, where things just happen. Banking just happens. Shopping just happens. All these things just happen for you exactly when they need to happen. You know, the milk is delivered just as it spoils. New milk is delivered just as it spoils. Pizza's delivered on a Tuesday because it's usually pizza night, whatever. It's like all these things occur automatically. The job to be done is determined, and then something triggers the solution for the job. A product or service is designed, created to solve the job, and then it's applied against that job, right? And if you ask me, that is where the future is in figuring out customers' job in an automated fashion using AI and all modern technologies, then developing a product, which may even be like a one-off product for this specific customer to meet that customer's job, the ultimate job and the ultimate hire for the ultimate job. That is the future of every industry. That is how we match up supply and demand. We match up supply and demand by determining exactly what the customer wants and delivering exactly what the customer wants. And that is the future of business. That is the future of markets. And the question is, how soon can we get there? And what technologies do we need to build? What systems do we need to put in place? And how do we move ourselves into a situation where we start doing that? That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think future.